The comedian famous for getting no respect is getting plenty in death. Adam Sandler called him a hero. The Teller half of Penn and Teller said Rodney could do anything. Rodney Dangerfield died yesterday in Los Angeles. NPR's Katrin Einhorn has this appreciation.
By his own account, Rodney Dangerfield came up with his first jokes when he was a teenager.
When I was 15, I was writing jokes just to get away from it all. I wanted to escape from life, so I wrote jokes.
Just 3 months ago, Dangerfield told WHYY's Fresh Air that no respect began in childhood.
Being brought up with no father and a mother who was extremely selfish. She never made me breakfast my entire life. Always got up 11 o'clock. But before I'd go to school, I'd mind the newsstand for an hour and a half. Then I always had the same breakfast. Orangeade, donut, and coffee. That was a home-cooked meal to me.
Rodney Dangerfield was born Jacob Cohen. He grew up in Queens, New York. To help bring in money, he sold ice cream at the beach and worked at a grocery store. He used to say he was embarrassed because he had to go to school with the same kids to whom he delivered groceries. Later, he turned that insecurity on its head to make people laugh.
One of my problems, you know, I don't get no respect. No respect at all. Every time I get in an elevator, the operator says the same thing to me. Basement? I mean, no respect. The other day, I was standing in front of a big apartment house. The doorman asked me to get him a cab. Same thing with my friends, no respect. My friends tell me when I call them on a phone, I should use a certain signal. I should let it ring twice, hang up, and don't call back.
Dangerfield quit comedy in his mid-20s. He'd been scraping by and decided the money wasn't enough to raise a family. So he moved to New Jersey and spent the next 15 years selling paint and aluminum siding. At 42, he returned to comedy. Insecure about how well he would perform, he asked a club owner to give him a pseudonym, and Rodney Dangerfield stuck. He went on to appear on The Ed Sullivan Show 16 times and The Tonight Show 70 times. From the 1960s to the end of his life, he was a TV favorite. Dangerfield made the transition to film in 1971 and scored his first big hit a decade later in Caddyshack.
Yeah, I can't park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you?
One of Dangerfield's co-stars was Cindy Morgan. In an interview for the DVD release of the film, she said the seasoned comedian was insecure on his first big-budget film shoot.
I remember he was sitting at lunch one time going, Am I okay? It's my first movie. And I'm going, Rodney, you're stealing the thing. You're running away with it.
Yet it was exactly that insecurity that connected Dangerfield to his audiences. Last night, outside Zany's, a Chicago comedy club, Matt and his wife Terry remembered Dangerfield.
Self-deprecation always works.
It's a vehicle into people's hearts.
This past summer, Rodney Dangerfield said that late in his career, he did realize that he was appreciated. Sort of.
In my own head, though, you see, I can never be a big shot. Like, if I check in a hotel and the bellhop grabs my bag, I feel like I should be taking the bag, you know? But I appreciate the fact that I'm popular with people. It's a very nice feeling, rather to be unpopular. So I'm happy about the way things went.
Rodney Dangerfield had been in and out of a coma following heart surgery in August. He died yesterday afternoon. He was 82 years old. Katrin Einhorn, NPR News.